57, Finance, amended House, please come to order. Since this is a Senate bill, Senator Halford, I'll turn the gavel over to you so we can get started in trying to work a compromise piece of legislation for us. Senator?
Thank you, Representative Adams. The things we should have in our packet are a copy of Committee Substitute for House Bill 329, which was a bill that the House worked on this morning and has been working on. We should also have the two versions of Senate Bill 157. And we also should have one that is a conference CS for Senate Bill 157, crossed out with 166 written on there. We'll talk about that as we go through the legislation. But in looking at the Senate side, and I think the House did a good job in terms of their efforts, particularly in 329, as well as in the original bill the House sent over in terms of limiting the potential negative to the permanent fund. But it appeared that the Senate simply did not have the votes to take anything out of the permanent fund earnings without a vote of the people. The answer to that seemed to be to try and work out a compromise to address the governor's budget reserve desire in dealing with the current situation. As we know, that situation is a little bit more optimistic than it was when we started the process in the beginning of the year. But what we have before us is an appropriation of $250 million from the general fund to the budget reserve fund, that appropriation to flow in the same kind of language as the appropriations that were originally made to the permanent fund flowed as cash flow balance allows. A second section which allows the available equity fund balance at the end of the fiscal year to all go into the budget reserve account, and a section which provides that they're not one-year appropriations, so the $250 million appropriations or the $250 million appropriation in Section 1 remains an outstanding appropriation to the budget reserve account until that obligation is fulfilled. That doesn't totally meet the governor's desire. It doesn't totally meet some of the perceptions that we have on the Senate side in terms of revenue, but I believe it in part reaches the governor's call and in part reaches the concerns on the Senate side. Representative Adams, do you speak for the House?
I speak for the House that the House would support this at this particular time. Also, that if the revenues do increase, that amount also over the $250 million would go into the budget reserve fund. And the appropriation made by this Act is not a one-year appropriation, and this Act takes effect immediately. I believe that the House can work on this, and instead of being in a committee substitute for Senate Bill number 157, it would be our recommendation. What you do is we disband this particular committee, go back to Senate State Affairs, and take up House Bill number 166, put this particular language in that particular bill, pass it out of Senate, and then I would bring it into the House caucus and hopefully the adoption from there, and we'd concur with the amendments made.
Thank you, Representative Adams. I believe that probably is the best avenue that avoids the need for a title change and for major changes in an appropriation bill which requires suspension of the rules. So I think that probably is the quickest way to go forward. Representative Rieger?
I just wanted to make a statement on it for the House minority on this bill. I think that I also believe this is something that the House minority can live with when I take it back to the minority caucus. I also believe that this would not be regarded by them as a substitute for the need for a constitutional amendment next year, which addresses state spending, which addresses the need for better protections for the budget reserve fund. But as an interim step, it is probably going to be something that's livable with the House minority, and it does address the call for the special session.
Do other members have any comments? Representative Larson?
Yeah, just a brief comment I would have is it gives us a budget reserve. It does not address the cash flow problem that some of us were hopeful that we would be able to address. However, considering everything, I too can support this conference committee substitute.
Any further comments from the committee members?
Thank you.
That, we will be disbanding this conference. We will be taking the bill back to the Senate and to the Rules Committee and offering a Rules Committee substitute for House Bill 166 with the text that this conference has agreed to in order to avoid any problem with suspension of the rules and joint resolutions or concurrent resolution.
Thank you, Senator. We enjoyed working with you on this particular report.
The conference committee is adjourned.